Welcome to Church Hacks. I'm Howard Salter, a pastor with GCI here in the Orlando, Florida area. And it's my privilege to bring you some tools and strategies to help you as a busy pastor be more effective in today's technology-driven culture. The strategy we're going to talk about today is the Integration Ministry Strategy. Now, what is the Integration Ministry Strategy? Well, simply put, it's moving your visitors from guests to productive members of your church. And the Integration Ministry Strategy is actually made up of two aspects. The first aspect is your first impression ministry. What's first impression ministry? Well, first impression ministry is every opportunity you have to engage with potential visitors before they come to your church or as they arrive for the first time. So first impression ministry would include things like your website and your social media accounts. Your website is vitally important. Up to 90% of visitors will visit the church's website long before they ever step foot on your campus. And your social media presents your approach, your public face, to a world that needs the gospel desperately. So those two things are very important when it comes to your integration ministry strategy. Now, once the visitor arrives at your location for a service for the first time, your greeters become the most important tool. Your greeters in the parking lot, it's very important for them to be smiling and friendly and accepting, but not pushy. Nobody wants to have somebody pushing anything on them as soon as they walk onto the parking lot or property. So your greeters in the parking lot should be accepting, should present information as it's asked for. Look for nonverbal cues. If a family is closed off, then just say hello and wave. If a family is looking to you for information, then obviously you should be knowledgeable about the things they're going to need to know, or be able to pass them off to the greeter at the door who can walk them to the children's ministry area or show them where the restrooms are or the ever-important cafe where we can get coffee and snacks before the service. And then those individuals become the most important link in the chain. It's important for them to greet with a smile and to ask questions that show that they're interested in who your guests are. Now, the second aspect of the integration ministry strategy is your discipleship pathway. And that's typically developed by your faith venue champion. So the discipleship pathway is the process that each believer walks along as they grow in faith and knowledge of Jesus Christ. It's our job as elders, as pastors, to walk alongside believers and equip them to do the work of ministry. And so the discipleship pathway is the process, the strategy, if you will, that allows individuals to move further along in their relationship with Jesus. It might include things like academic short-term studies or longer-term relational small groups that will help individuals know that they're not alone, that they've found a family that they can belong to. And so those are the two aspects of the integration ministry strategy. I hope you've enjoyed the short video and introduction to integration ministry strategy. Please keep an eye out for upcoming First Impression Ministry videos and Discipleship Pathway video. Until next time, I'm Howard Salter.